This episode of Stars and Characters is sponsored by Jets Toy Hut at toyhut.com. Jets Toy Hut is committed to being the place for all things Star Wars today and for years to come. Jets Toy Hut offers Star Wars collectibles for every collector, from the seasoned veteran collector to anyone just starting their collection today. And every purchase from Jets Toy Hut is backed by their no-questions-asked return policy. Shop with confidence and browse their huge selection of Star Wars collectibles today at toyhut.com. That's HUTT.com. And follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/JetsToyHut.
Suck on their force soup.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories. Histories. And details. You never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Ayla Secura.
You were like, today we're talking, and then you get all sexy.
Have you seen her?
Star Wars After Dark.
I know what I'll be talking about during this episode.
What's that?
Two things.
Elbows?
A little bit closer in.
Assholes and elbows.
Nostril.
Well, this blue babe appears in episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and episode 3, Revenge of Her Breasts.
I wish. Blue babe, I immediately thought of that. What's that? Lumberjack's bull.
Oh, ox? Or no.
Yeah, Babe is
Babe. Babe, yeah. The blue ox. Yeah,
that thing. Onion's ox.
Yes, blue, that guy.
My name is Kamasi Chris. Do you know what that is?
No, but it's like you start everyone like before we record, and you just go, "I just want to let you guys know these names are horrible."
It's just terrible. But Ayla Secura came in contact with a Kamasi. I think Tim might know.
I am a Kamasi?
It's those Jedis that are humanoids, but they're bird-ish.
I thought they were the Japanese fighter pilots that killed themselves.
No.
I thought that was Panaka's name in Portugal.
That's bird. They have like bird faces. Like it's C-A-A-M-A-S-I, like they're eagle-ish faced Jedis.
Really?
Kamasis!
Are you sure you're not confusing it with this? You're not confusing with the Sam Eagle Obi-Wan Kenobi action figure that's on at Disney, are you?
Shit. No, it's on there. And okay. I saw it. It had a C, and I my name's a C, so I put them together. Today,
so there's a theme.
Today I'm joined by this is.
Once again, Chris had every right to cut you off.
Today I am joined by Kamato.
Isn't that like that clam tomato juice?
Yeah, clamata. It's chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Kamado. That's not bad.
Camino. Like commando?
No, Mino. Kamado.
I thought you were going Schwarzenegger here.
Oh, I wish I was.
Or actually going commando.
Oh, I am, actually. That's look funny down. You say
whoa!
That.
Three ball.
To my right, no one knows this name. Me neither. I wrote it down. Jace Dallin Dave.
Is it Jason?
It's Jace. J-A-C-E.
Okay, because I've seen that. What was that? Jason... It's like one of the Skywalker kids, right?
No, this was a military man. That's all I got from it.
A missionary man?
Don't mess with a missionary man.
And this one is so bad that it's good. And ta-da, Tim. Ta-da, Tim.
What does that mean?
Ta-da is Ayla Secura's pet.
Oh, that's right.
See, Tim?
That's right.
T apostrophe da. Ta-da. Ta-da. Ta-da, Tim.
Oh, it's the I like apostrophe thing.
Okay.
You have good names sitting on a piece of paper right over there. And
I'm saving news.
You're saving them for what?
Seinfeld.
This might be our last show.
Might be.
Every show might be our last show.
Yeah. That's right.
Ta-da. Tim.
Yes.
Give us some facts about Ayla Secura's nice blue bosoms.
Bosoms. You know what? I don't have a whole lot of info on her mammaries.
Her
bloobies.
Mama.
I got them some nice bloobs on that chick. Shoot.
Is that where blue milk comes from?
And how did Aunt Beru get it?
Yeah, she dabbled in college.
Whoa, okay.
Experimental phase by Beru.
Yeah.
So are we talking like the good-looking Aunt Beru from the prequels or the 20 years later yet 60 years older Beru from the original trilogy?
Yeah,
blue milk lasts a long time.
The Beru that looks like she did the 100-yard dash in a 90-yard gym.
That is awesome.
Catcher's mitt face.
Oh, poor lady.
Catcher.
She was Scottish.
That girl's so whack, her first name should be Knick Knack Patty.
Oh, dear Lord.
Tim, do you have anything to share, or should we just keep
blue,
going?
I do. Okay. Okay.
Blue boobies. Blue boobies. I'm saying the whole show.
All right. Ayla Secura, she is a Rushian Twi'lek. Now, the Rushian, apparently different Twi'leks of different hues and colors that have different names. And of her bluish hue, she is referred to as Rushian.
Like, how's it spelled? Like Russian?
Like R-U-T-I-A-N, Rushian, Russian.
Oh, it's a T. Okay.
Yeah, there's a T there, Rushian.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced. She's not the rarest of Twi'leks. The red Twi'lek is the rarest, the Lethans. So just in case anybody wanted to know, she's the second rarest type of Twi'lek.
Isn't there one of those in one of these things, like a red one?
Isn't she like an evil one, I think?
Yeah, she's got like the Darth Maul tattoos.
Yeah. And she has red breasts.
Yeah, in the comics, there's some, I think it's, her name is Darth Talon. I may be wrong.
Oh, that. You're right. I know who you're talking about now. Yep.
She's like, she basically looks like half Ayla Secura. They took all the best parts of Ayla Secura and all the best parts of Darth Maul and put them in one character, and that's that Sith Darth Talon thing.
The image I got is nowhere close to the real thing with that description, Tim.
But she was born on Ryloth, and that's where she was discovered. She was discovered on a home planet of Ryloth by a Padawan by the name of Quinlan Vos.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Who has to go to the bathroom first?
I'm going right now as we speak.
Now Quinlan, he was talking with his master Tome, who they were there on a mission. I'd said what the mission was, but it doesn't really matter. And Quinlan was trying to convince his master to bring her back to Coruscant, but Tome wasn't real keen on that. He's like, we're here. We got better things to do than take some blue chick back to Coruscant. She's a young child at this time. But Vos was, I guess, very persuasive, and he did persuade his master to allow him to take this little blue baby back to Coruscant to be tested as a youngling.
Is what he sensed that she had, like, she was force sensitive, like that. I mean,
yeah.
He couldn't sense that Qui-Gon was 10 feet away from him.
But right, yeah.
Because you know, one day she'll grow up.
Yeah.
And she'll, you know, mature.
Yeah.
And she'll get some bosoms.
So this is like a...
And they're blue!
Tim's
he's playing the long game here. He's not going for the quick and easy. He's going for the long game.
Smurfette on roids.
Now, and when they brought her there, she was tested. She was actually accepted into the Order as a youngling and trained those early days, as we see in the movies. Yoda and all the other Jedi Masters, they all train the younglings together before they get their own Jedi Master to teach them. And as a youngling, she did show early promise as a skilled swords person. But as she grew a little older and passed the little youngling trial, she was put under the tutelage of Quinlan Vos as her Jedi Master.
What happened?
Dave drew. I have a picture of Asagura, and he drew coming out of her nipples a lightsaber.
She's like General Grievous in our picture.
Okay, go on.
She'd now, win every duel. It just, you'd be distracted. And it's, the rest is pretty obvious, so just stop there.
Now, we talk about Quinlan Vos being on Tatooine, and she was his Padawan learner on that at that time in The Phantom Menace. So apparently, she was there, too.
What?
So she would have Yeah, during the time of Phantom Menace, she would have been on that planet with Quinlan Voss for whatever his mission was.
So was he just like, was he on his mission? Not that this is about him, thank God, but was he on his mission when he was just sitting there? Or was he just like taking a break?
No, he was like Donnie Brasco. He was on his mission in deep undercover.
Okay. So where was she?
Like, I'm assuming she was across the street and the camera didn't catch her.
Is there daycare at Mos Espa?
Well, she was a little kid then?
She would have been probably in her teens, I would think.
Oh, okay.
She may be like...
Well, then if she's in her teens, I'm not going to use this joke till we get to later in her story.
Yeah. I would put her at the time of there probably around like 13.
Maybe she was in the Bantha Bouncy House.
She did have a particular mission where her and Quinlan Voss had to go back to what's her damn planet? Ryloth. They had to go back to her homeworld of Ryloth. And I don't know what the mission is. She has so many missions and stories. It's almost like Wedge Antilles, where it goes through every possible story that was written about her. But she had to go back to Ryloth, and apparently her family was none too pleased that she was taken off planet. And her uncle, who's by the name of Paul Sakura, he decides that he wants to get her back, and he also wants to punish Quinlan Voss. So he drugs both of them with the Star Wars narcotic Glitteril, which actually has a side effect of it causes amnesia in some of their some of the people that take this. So this,
can I have some of that?
So we I was talking a little bit about this time period in the Quinlan Voss, because Quinlan Voss had lost his memory and went a little onto the dark side during this time. And the same thing the same thing happened with Ayla Secura. Quinlan, he came out of his amnesiac haze and went to try to rescue her, but she had no idea who the hell this dude was, and she was fighting him. She didn't want to go with this weird dude that just came in and saying that he's training her. She has no idea what he's talking about. And in the process, he accidentally kills this Paul Sakura.
Whoopsies.
And who was Paul Sakura to her?
That is
her father?
That is Ayla Secura's uncle.
Uncle Paul. Everyone has Uncle Paul.
But he didn't really get killed. He escaped and landed on Earth, and these two guys from the sitcom Spaced picked him up, and they roamed around the desert. And I'm sorry.
Well, when I was looking at this a little bit, like I didn't read too much into it because I know that you were going to tell us all this stuff. But I saw that her name was different, and it was one of those names with like the apostrophe in it. Kind of like, and it reminded me of the Bib Fortuna thing. Like his name was Bib Fortuna, all one word with an apostrophe, but because he had shamed his Twi'lek race, his name was separated into Bib Fortuna. Is that what happened to her?
You know what? I don't think that's her story. That may just be like a small detail that was left out of her Wikipedia entry. And but I couldn't. I noticed that too. Yeah, her name is Ayla's apostrophe. Ecura, Ayla Secura, which would be her full name. Mm-hmm. Maybe she just changed it to Ayla Secura as a common courtesy to the other people around her so they wouldn't get confused.
Okay. Maybe leaving her family and joining the Jedi Order is kind of not a shaming in a bad way, but she had to make that disconnection in order to justify her leaving the family, maybe?
Right. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, and I'm looking here at the other ones, like Paul and her father's name is Lon, but their names are all separated.
Ron? Did anyone even put any effort into coming up with that name?
Is her dad and her uncle both blue?
The uncle, I don't know. Lon is blue. He is very blue.
As if so, they got blue.
See, I thought all male Twi'leks were white. I was hoping we discovered that.
Little blue.
Little blue, different.
My boy Blue.
I just expected you to be telling that story at some point. When I saw her original name, I was like, oh, this must be a running theme in Twi'lek society, which I thought was kind of cool that people who write these backstories, they keep it consistent, but it doesn't seem like that's the case.
No, it is. Paul is blue. Also, I just checked. There's no mention of why exactly her name is separated, and everybody else in her family apparently has a separated name. But anyway, when Voss killed her uncle, who she in her amnesiac state, she assumed that he was an enemy combatant. She was pissed, and she wanted to get some revenge on him. So she actually escaped from him, and she got off world. She stowed away on a ship that brought her to this other planet, Kifex, which we've spoken of in the past, Kifex, which is the Tonica sisters' home planet.
Wow. This is a hot girls episode all around.
But unfortunately, no Tonica sisters are in this one. But yeah, she's on Kifex, and she comes in contact with a dark Jedi while she is there. Who, and again, still no memory of who she actually is. And this guy's name is Volfe Karko.
Bless you.
Wow.
And
like the names that Chris makes up for us.
Well, those bird-like Jedis, remember?
Yeah. Well, this guy's kind of a gray-skinned humanoid sort of dude with long hair and a ponytail. But this guy was like kind of like a Jedi vampire.
Oh, God.
Kind of. I mean, not
Team
fully a vampire, but he would feed on other Jedi's force powers to make himself more powerful. Again, these are the comics, and I hate the comics.
I was gonna say, what girl and or early 20s boy wrote that one?
But yeah, he's a force vampire, and she was helping him to procure Jedi. That this is their words, not mine. She would procure the Jedi so he could suck on their force soup.
Wow.
I've heard it called a lot of things in the past, but I have never heard it called sucking on force soup.
My force soup brings all the boys to the yard.
No force soup for you.
Even better. Oh my God, that's so. He's like Seymour, and or she's Seymour, and he's the Little Shop of Horrors plant.
Ooh.
She's bringing Jedi to him. Feed me, Ayla.
Oh, feed me, Mama.
It does have a little bit of Interview with a Vampire, where the Antonio Banderas character fed on other vampires to keep himself young and powerful.
Right.
So it's sort of an Interview with a Vampire kind of thing. She's Brad Pitt. Except blue.
Oh, there went last night's dream.
Oh, he's a handsome dude too. You can fit him in there somehow.
No.
Now the Jedi, they eventually found out everything that was going on here on Kifex, and they sent a whole bunch of forces out to stop this Karko guy. When they get there, they realize, oh, there's our girl. There's Ayla. So they're fighting him and her because she's still under this impression that the Jedi are bad guys. But during the battle, Karko accidentally hits Sakura with some force lightning. And this is what brings back her memories. Apparently, force lightning also jumpstarts the brain and brings back all the memories. Little known effect.
What was that?
Very little. I know. Was that, were you choking down a belt or something?
Yeah. Well, I was actually.
Oh, okay. Little known lightning. Yeah. That's what we heard.
Yeah, force lightning also brings back memories. So who knows what kind of memories are coming back into Luke's brain when he was getting zapped. Yeah.
Kissing.
Tallahassee Station.
So she gets her memories back mid-battle. So then she starts fighting, and who is there but Quinlan Voss?
Of course.
Yay.
Quinlan Voss is there. So she's fighting alongside her master again. And you'd think everything is great. They defeat this guy, and he's not sucking on any more force soups.
Oh.
It's all over for his force soup sucking. But then
force soup. My God.
So she gets reunited with him, but Quinlan Voss apparently had a little taste of freedom when he didn't have a Padawan learner.
Well, they have a big bowl of force soup.
He's like, oh,
I'm full.
He decides to drop her as a Padawan right then and there on Kifex.
Hmm.
He gave some cheesy answer. Then, and the way that he described it is, he doesn't want to have a Padawan because he wants to float around the galaxy like a leaf blown forth by the wind.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah. So what does he do? He just drops her in the lap of his former master, Tome, who then drops her off with Plo Koon. So she's been bounced around Jedi Master to Jedi Master for.
I was thinking passed around, but bounced around will work.
Well, passed around too, and I guess since they were
thinking in a different way too, but we'll just let that go.
And I guess as a way of finally like getting her out from under everybody's feet, they promote her to Jedi Knight.
Well, you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dane.
Maybe you should go home to Tatooine.
Well, you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dane.
Now, here she is. She's being promoted to Jedi Knight. And who's being promoted to Jedi Master in the same damn ceremony?
Ooh, the guy who
doesn't know how to finish the job. Ooh, you got it?
Ooh, Quinlan Vos?
Put your hand.
Quinlan Vos, yes.
You done it again.
Oh, my God. Motherfucker.
Wow, that was awesome.
But yeah, Quinlan Vos, this is the guy who goes to the dark side. B, loses his Padawan. C, when he gets her back, he says, I don't want to deal with this. I want to be Kung Fu. I want to drift through the galaxy like a damn leaf. And they put this dickhead to master.
Kung Fu.
Just a dick. Anyway, that's it for Quinlan Vos in this story.
Thank God.
We've already spoken more about him.
In the Secure episode, dumbass.
How did you even find any more about Quinlan Vos? That's the amazing part.
The first half of her story really is a lot of Quinlan Vos and Force Soup.
Force Soup is the golden nugget in this episode.
Absolutely.
You gotta use that tonight on the wife.
Force Soup.
Hey, wifey. Want a second, my Force Soup? It'll keep you young.
Hello there.
Is that the first hello there we've had since the hiatus?
I think it is. This brings us into the Clone Wars era, the Attack of the Clones. And Ayla, she was on Geonosis during the events of Attack of the Clones. And I think earlier in the movie, you see her a couple times throughout the movie. I think you see her walking in the palace early on in the film, just walking by. Literally, that's all she does. And then you see her fighting in the arena battle. And this is something I found out. Apparently they called all the Jedi that came to Geonosis to fight, to rescue everybody. They called them the 212 Jedi Task Force.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
Well, I looked that up, and apparently there were 212 Jedi that were sent to Geonosis.
12.
And 5 was the band NSYNC.
Well, 3.
212 of them. That's kind of interesting. Like, I wouldn't think that there was that many of them. And of the 212, would 12 of them survive?
About 30.
30. Okay.
I don't know how many Jedi there are.
All to save Anakin? Really?
All to save Anakin, Obi-Wan. Well, I guess.
Oh, I could see sacrificing for Obi-Wan, but Anakin?
What did you say?
I said Anakin?
I knew Anakin was there at that time.
180, lose 180 Jedi for him?
Pretty much.
I thank you from the bottom of my heart for rescuing me. Right back at you, buddy.
It sort of makes me understand a little bit better about why Mace Windu can't stand this kid. He lost 180 of his best.
So utterly ridiculous.
No, he doesn't like Mav Krim. He likes Anakin.
We see all that stuff. She's there. You see her get pushed into the little circle, and then credits roll, and then that's it for that time. During the Clone Wars, you know, she was a general. She jumped around the galaxy. She pretty much comes in contact with just about everybody in that era.
All I'm seeing is her jumping around the galaxy.
That's right. I'm liking that.
Slow motion up and down for fucking training.
Oh, jeez.
Finals for your training, they are to jump in place in front of Master Yoda.
Well, it gets a little sexy here now. Apparently, she and we talked about this a little bit in the Kit Fisto episode. Apparently, she and Kit Fisto had a little thing going on. they were constantly in contact with each other, and you know, when the lights are low, they would get together, and she would suck on some Force soup.
Oh boy! When the lights are low, make room for the Fisto.
I'm surprised you haven't done a joke with the fist. His fact that his name is Fisto, Chris.
No. Those who have power should restrain themselves from using.
Oh,
that's right.
And he restrained himself. He tried to keep it as professional as possible. And so they always refer to their relationship as near romantic.
This is on the cartoon. I mean, do they show them getting together on the cartoon at all?
No. This is all in the comics. Okay. Now she does appear in the cartoon. She appears in several episodes. She does appear in the original the micro series. They show her in a few episodes, and she's in the episodes that introduce General Grievous, which are really cool episodes. Yeah. I remember going over and watching those with Chris when those first aired, and we both were pretty impressed with those General Grievous episodes. Those are awesome. She's appeared on the current series, and there are a few. I think it's like maybe five episodes, but there were two episodes that she did in the first season I think are really good: Jedi Crash and Defenders of Peace, which have those are the ones that have George Takei in them as a voice.
Oh my.
of a fat Nemoidian general.
Yeah.
And through the Clone Wars novels, comics, video games, just there's so much material out there on her. She definitely is a fan favorite.
Watch out.
Is that her?
And she goes pretty much.
That's her from the cartoon.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Play it again.
Watch out.
But isn't liberty worth fighting for?
Ooh. What the hell is that?
A little French.
She's French.
Watch out.
Huh. Now
in those early episodes, her accent changes a few times. I don't think they'd quite
look at that belly.
It's a cartoon, Chris.
Am I getting off on the fucking drawing?
I think so.
All right.
She got around the galaxy, saw just about everything there was to see. She even went on a mission to Endor. In one of the stories, there's a story that deals with her going to Endor.
Sometimes it takes courage to stick to one's beliefs, young Padawan.
I expected you, and because we talked about this with Ula and how there's these other dancers and all this stuff. Like it seems like all the Twi'lek end up, for the most part, having some kind of entertainment background. But I expected you to say that that's how she started, and then she was whisked away to the Jedi soup.
No. Yeah, She was discovered as a small youth and raised as a Jedi, and she apparently didn't have any daddy issues.
Yeah, Dave. Clearly, there's nothing entertaining about her backstory.
That's true.
And what is entertaining is a front story.
What is it? What are in those head tubes that all the Twi'leks have?
Head like, tubes.
Like, are they? Is that just like? Is that bone or is it just like cartilage? What's going on?
I think it's like a penis kind of thing.
And I got some bone for her head tube.
I've never seen a Twi'lek.
This doesn't even make sense.
I've never seen a Twi'lek skeleton, so I'm not sure if there's a full structure in there. I would assume that there's probably.
Well, I stumbled across this while I was doing the research to find a website for someone was making a costume, but there's no picture, so that's not the site. But their question was, what kind of material do you suggest I use for Aayla Secura's brain tubes, or not brain tubes, brain tentacles? That's what this person called them. I don't know if that's the official name or just the thing she used to describe it.
Brain tentacles.
So her brain back in those things?
I don't know. Well, no, this might not even be an official term. I just stumbled across that term on a costume making site. I have no idea if that's an actual term or something she made up.
Hmm. Yeah, that I do not know.
I just always kind of wondered that because they all have it. It's like... There's got to be, I mean, what do they retain water in there? I mean,
they're like camels.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I don't know. I just found something here. I'm about to open Brain Tales. They're called Brain Tales.
Brain Tales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the... What the hell? The Twi'lek Brain Tales are highly sensitive, and grabbing them forcefully was so painful it could easily incapacitate most any Twi'lek.
Manly.
That's a weird way to start an article.
So does her brain like split into two and go down these tentacles?
I'm trying to read here. It doesn't really give a biology of them. It just kind of gives that they're on Twi'leks and hurts like hell. And there's a little bit of a blurb about how they did what the different decorations mean. They're different classes and prestige levels to the decorating.
Her head's so heavy. Like, how much do they weigh? Like, is her head's...
I don't know. But it doesn't say... It just says the protrusions on the back of the skull and contain part of the Twi'lek's brain, so her brains are in there.
Interesting.
Does it mention anything about what's in her breasts or no?
Blue milk. We had that discussion.
Blue milk. Now, we get to Revenge of the Sith, and her famous scene in Revenge of the Sith is during the Order 66 scene, and we actually do see her die. In this, there is no question about it. She is killed. She gets shot in the back while walking on the planet Felucia. Her troopers shoot, and then they surround her and just continue to shoot. It's overkill.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
That was the only scene I watched for this. They unload on her.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Blaster Bukak.
Yeah, it's but of all. Of all the deaths in that Order 66 sequence where we're all supposed to feel bad for these Jedi being killed, hers is to me the least convincing. Like she's like, oh, I've fallen. You know, it's just bad.
And she falls so sexy too.
Yeah, she does fall very, you know.
Yeah.
Of all the ones that die, like she's her death, she doesn't even get her lightsaber ignited. Like she's just done.
Yep.
The other one's like, especially that first guy that I can't pronounce his name, Kaoda Mundi, however you say it.
Yeah, there you go.
Kaoda Mundi.
He gets a bunch of dudes and she's just like walking around. They just unload on her.
It's been a while since I've seen this. I remember this as the Avatar scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's like a fluorescent Avatar planet, whatever that is. And she apparently had a connection with some other Jedi who felt the effects of her death across the galaxy.
Well, one of Quinlan Vos, because he can't tell any... Sorry. He doesn't notice anything.
Nobody else really feels her death. But the only reason I bring this up, this guy's name is Darris Jett. And he's the only one that feels the effects. But the only reason I bring him up, because we talked about the Mav Krim episode of Mace Windu having a Padawan. Mm-hmm. Well, in the EU... This Darris Jett was discovered and almost made Padawan for Mace Windu.
Ah.
So he could have been Mace Windu's Padawan, but wasn't.
But Mav Krim was.
That's right.
Mav Krim was. That's right. the official story on her death that the new Empire propaganda machine put out was that she was executed while trying to poison the water supply for the planet Felucia.
I just remember that is one of the playable scenes in, I guess, Battlefront 2, maybe?
Felucia? Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, Felucia is one of the...
There's mushrooms everywhere?
Yeah, you run around the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's Rancor on that planet, too.
Yeah, I remember. I just remember that being on there. Ayla Sukhura.
Force soup. that's all I have on the character. I got a little bit of behind the scenes, actually a lot of behind the scenes information.
Here. Oh, a lot. Good.
Now, this is probably the most interesting thing about the character, I think, is she was originally created for the comics long before Attack of the Clones. And she was just a character created and visual on a cover. And George Lucas saw a painting of her by a guy named John Foster and decided that he wanted to put that character in the movie. So he was like walking by, like, oh, I like this. Let's put her in the film.
Look at the tits.
Excited. In the movie, she was played by, in both movies, she's played by Amy Allen, who Chris and I have met on several occasions.
We have. She's my bi-ling, Timmy.
Yeah, she, this.
Amy Allen's gorgeous.
Amy Allen is just a beautiful specimen of a woman.
She was at the last celebration, right?
Yeah.
She does a lot of stuff. I mean, she's always at those conventions. And she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. Yep. She is beautiful. Yeah. She was.
She's not an actress. I looked at her. I was like, oh, what else has she been in? She's not even an actress.
Well, no, yeah. Did you see her fall?
She worked. She worked in ILM as in production and tech support.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's gotten increasingly attractive.
Yeah. So she's she knows her way around a database. But yeah, she was selected to wear the outfit, and she actually appears in other scenes in Attack of the Clones. She plays two or three other characters in the Outlander Club, the bar at the beginning when Obi-Wan and Anakin run in there. She's in there just made up to look like a tart. Mm. And she plays a twin, so they shot multiple shots of her and digitally inserted her a few times in there. And very very nondescript. I mean, everybody that's in that damn. Just about everybody that's in that damn bar is female, she's usually pretty hot. And she was actually added to the Phantom Menace. So she's in all of the prequels now. When the Phantom Menace was released on DVD, there were a few little changes made from the theatrical release, and they digitally inserted some Twi'leks into the Senate pod for Orn Free Ta. So if you have the VHS and you have the DVD versions, you can go to the Senate scene and you'll see that there's a difference. There's some small differences in there. She was in that. And she has worked on a whole bunch of other films with ILM and with other people. Like, she's worked on Gangs in New York, AI, Pearl Harbor, Elektra.
Ooh.
And more recently, she's been executive assistant to a bunch of directors. And one of the people that she was assistant to was Michael Bay.
Oh.
Which doesn't surprise me at all, because Michael Bay seems to be the stereotypical Hollywood director. Like, he just surrounds himself with, he's probably a sleaze and surrounds himself with beautiful women. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that he would select someone who looks like Amy Allen to work for him. That's not saying that's why she got the job. I don't want to make it seem that way, but just knowing what we know about Michael Bay, we all know what's probably going on in his puny little head.
He's hot Twi'lek.
He just looks at her breast and they both explode in his head.
Yep. In slow-mo.
Yep.
While Shia LaBeouf is running away from them.
And Josh
looking
Hart.
Confused or sad. I don't know. It's the only two looks he has.
Oh.
On the Clone Wars, she is voiced by a voice actress by the name of Jennifer Hale. That French-like voice. Jennifer Hale, for me, I'm a big fan of hers because she played Arthur's girlfriend, Carmelita, in the Tick animated series.
Oh,
you always find a way to bring it back to the Tick.
The Tick. I love that. It's probably one of my top three all-time animated series.
You need to do a spin-off podcast called 6 Degrees of Mickey Dolenz.
Carmelita. So, yes. And she's been in, as I said, comics, books, video games. She's had 1,000 action figures made in all sorts of different shapes and sizes. Very popular character. When we go to the convention, she always has a huge line. Huge. Just very popular.
I got a huge line for her.
I know you never thought this moment would come, but that's all I got.
Come.
And that's what Tim says when he's done. That's all I got.
That's all. I have no more soup left to give.
No soup.
Matt, how sexy is your website?
You know what? I actually challenged myself to find one that wasn't sexy, because every freaking site leads to a naked picture of her, or an art, not a naked photo, but a naked fan art of her. So I actually found one. I found what I'm considering possibly the Lifetime original movie version of a website. It's called Breathe, the Kit Fisto and Ayla Secura fan site.
Aww.
Yep. And it even has a set of rules. And the first rule is, where is it? It says, I don't have many rules, but I do expect them to be followed. Number one, you must be a fan of the relationship between Kit Fisto and Ayla Secura. And I don't know the rest of the rules because I'm not, so I close the site after I read that.
Wait, is that the thing? You have to click on that? Like, are you
no,
a fan?
No, no,
yes.
No.
Are you
list.
Not a fan? No.
No, there's a whole list of shit, but the fact that the title is just like, oh, that's so opposite of awesome, I have to use it.
I can't adhere to these rules.
That's right. I'm done.
Yeah, she's got to hold the record or the distinction for most conversions to animated porn among
her and Tinkerbell.
Congratulations, Ayla.
Well, I don't think there's enough to talk about a better breast during this episode.
Well, that's what you're here for.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, just say boob, boob, boobs.
They are nice.
They are.
Look at him, they are.
I agree with you, Chris. They are wonderful, beautiful breasts.
You feel better now?
That's good. All right, now trivia.
It's time for Imperial Pursuit.
Dude.
All right.
Boobs.
We're getting closer and closer to the finale of this batch of trivia.
Boobs.
Getting closer and closer to our 75th episode where we will stop this round and reset with a new. But the scores are like this. Boobs. Chris, you're not in last.
Is that a 21 fart salute to your being in third?
That's for sure.
I'm nervous though. I'm a little bit nervous because I want to bet a lot, but I don't want to fuck it up.
Okay. Well, is your
that's a good strategy.
That's all our stories.
No, I want to crush Matt.
Really?
I'm not the one in the lead.
All right.
No, you mean just in general?
Oh. Here's the scores.
No, I'm hurt.
Tim's in last with 5.
Last.
Then Chris with 9. Then
9.
Matt with 15.
Wow.
And I have 22.
Oh,
man.
So Chris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was that, man? Did you get someone on the mic there, Tim?
Tim just burped in on the mic.
Yeah.
I was trying to say 22 as a burp.
Force soup.
Got a little force soup in your throat?
Ooh,
force some soup. All right.
Chris, your category is Princess Leia.
I like her.
Okay.
Who do you like better, Slave Leia or Aayla Secura?
Ooh. I take it back.
Ooh, I didn't think it was going to be that difficult.
I think Amy Allen will age better.
Amy Allen has bigger breasts. I'm a fan of the bosom.
I love the bosom.
But Carrie Fisher's all kinds of crazy, and that can be
she is
sexy.
Crazy. In the bedroom.
I love the bosom.
In the bedroom, she would stay.
Stop that. And I'm not sure she would say that.
When I'm all done, she would say,
"Help me!"
And then when we're done after that, she would say,
"We did it!"
Where's the Anakin Skywalker? I want more.
And then she says,
"Count me in."
And then during it, she says,
It's not over yet.
Is she in a cave?
I was going to say, oh, I thought she was going to say during it today. That's no cave. Oh, it's Han Solo.
I'm in her cave.
You're a Minock in her cave. Are you going to bet
yes,
or
I'm
what?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was aroused by the soundboard.
I can tell. You have 9 points.
Who do you like better, Aayla Secura or Yarnell the Gargan?
That's not a contest.
Yeah. Yarnell.
That's right. More, you know, you got the better it is.
That's a catch. I don't think that phrase is going to catch on.
Put that on the shirt.
The more you got, the better it is.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. NeoZaz.com. The more you got.
Right next to the I fucking love Wilbur Hood t-shirt.
I'm going to bet one.
One?
I want to go for the double digits.
Okay.
Because do you know what this question could be about? Anything.
Anything.
Well, with her, it can't.
Probably something like that. You know, I don't know.
It's probably one of those.
Okay. Here's your question.
Good.
In The Empire Strikes Back,
yes.
What long 4-part insult did Leia give Han in the medical center on Hoth?
This has to be exact.
Yeah. This is a quote. You got to get all 4 parts. What long 4-part insult did Leia give Han in the medical center on Hoth?
You no good double dealing slam. Oh, wrong person.
4 words, did you say?
No, it's 4 parts. Do you want to know the number of words? I'll tell you that. I don't know if it's going to help. It's 8 words. It's 2 per, you know, section.
Blues.
I don't have all 8. YU
does not count.
Oh, okay. There's 8 insults?
I mean, yeah, there's Wayu is fine. She does start with that, but you need eight other words following Wayu.
Jesus Christ. Wayu, I'm trying to think. Stuck up, scruffy looking nerf herder, but I'm missing something there. Because that's definitely not eight.
Blue boobed.
Wayu, stuck up, half-witted, scruffy looking nerf herder. Final answer. I'm done thinking because I'll fucking change it later on.
The answer is stuck up, half-witted, scruffy looking nerf herder.
Fuck it. 1 point.
Hey!
That was impressive.
Nice job!
Because you know what? I'm thinking it, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is it. Bam. And that's it. I'm not going to read. Well, maybe she said, why you something, something that I don't say.
Something, something that you don't say.
Or it could be this.
Why you stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
There you go. You had it right there the whole time.
I did.
I'm impressed.
I got double D's.
Double D. You and Ayla Sakura.
Mm. You're at a perfect 10.
All right, Tim.
Yes.
Your question coming from the category Luke Skywalker.
I'm going to go five.
Fuck it up.
I might. Five.
Okay. Here's your question. At what point and in what film did Luke use a force choke similar to Vader's?
It just isn't fair.
It was in Return of the Jedi.
Don't do that.
When he goes into Jabba's palace, I believe he force chokes a Gamorrean guard.
No!
I believe that's right. Easy question.
Return of the Jedi, as Luke enters Jabba's palace, the first guards he encountered step back against the wall, clutching their throats. 5 points.
No!
Who's tied with Chris? I think it's me.
Are we tied?
Yes.
Yep.
I thought I was like closer to him. I thought he passed me, actually. And I
nope.
You
tied.
Have a tie.
I'm looking for someone.
Matt.
Yes.
Your question is from the category The Rebel Alliance.
Could be about anything.
Yeah, it could be. I got to start catching up to Dave, so I'm going to... Oh, I was going to say four. Nah, fuck it, four. What the hell? I'll either go down in flames or catch up to Dave.
Okay, 4 points. The Rebel Alliance. Here's your question. In A New Hope, which two Rebel fighters got killed providing cover to Gold Leader while attacking the Death Star?
Oh, boy. Isn't Gold Leader a freaking Y-Wing? Who knows any of those pilots?
I know their names are mentioned.
Oh, yeah, I lost someone and someone. That's good.
I love that. It's just like mumbling in the background.
Hutch or Dutch. I'm not sure which one. Hutch and lost Hobby and lost Hobby and Hutch. I don't know.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
It's like weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly
like
all right
one.
Now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're sending a squad out.
All right. So what is your final answer?
We have a reactor leak.
Hold on. Wait for the movie to end.
large leak. Very dangerous.
This is the Death Star. I thought you were just playing it.
Number?
Boring conversation anyway.
Okay.
that was a hint.
That was not a hint.
It's about the Death Star.
Oh, Lord.
It's in the Death Star.
What are your final answer for the two Rebel fighters?
Why are you yelling at me? I didn't play that clip.
No, I was yelling at him.
Oh, okay.
Which two Rebel fighters got killed providing cover to Gold Leader while attacking the Death Star in A New Hope? And what's your final answer?
Hobby and Hutch. But the wrong answer.
Well, Hutch is correct.
Okay. So I get 2 points?
But the names of the two men were Hutch and Tyree.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Okay. Tyree Gibson?
Yeah. Lost Tyree, lost Hutch. Doesn't he say that?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember. I couldn't remember.
I would not have remembered
I would have never. Nope.
Tyree, I would not have. I think Hobby was Empire Strikes Back.
Whatever.
I would have said Bert and Ernie. But I have no fucking idea about that one.
Bartholomew and Ernest.
That takes Matt down to 11.
Ooh.
He's 1 point ahead of you guys.
One point ahead.
I'm trying to find one we didn't read yet.
All right. I'm waiting patiently. All right.
This is also, Dave, the Rebel Alliance.
The Rebel Alliance.
94.
I'm going to bet 3 to get to an even 25. I just like the sound of that for some reason. So I'm going to bet 3 in the Rebel Alliance.
Okay. Let me see if I can find the answers first. Talk about yourselves. All right. There it is. What attack pattern did Luke call out to Dak on Hoth?
Ooh.
Statue of Liberty play.
That's a good question. I really don't know.
That's all right.
Attack pattern Z.
Final answer, Dave?
Sure. I don't know. I mean, I should know that because it's in the movie. He says it. I don't know.
Guess what?
What?
Your grave stake taken.
You're wrong.
Okay, what is it?
Alpha Delta Beta.
Tim's almost there. Attack.
Alpha Delta Bravo.
Attack pattern Delta.
Delta?
Yeah.
It's okay. Apparently the Greek ruled the Star Wars galaxy at one point as well.
Yeah. All right, well, that takes.
Man, those guys were everywhere.
To 19.
No!
We all got it. No, Tim got it right?
He did.
Tim's the only one to get it right. The scores are like this. Right.
Yeah, Chris got his right too.
1 point.
Yeah, your score isn't changing much, so I didn't even notice.
So what you're trying to say is everyone that matters got it wrong. Is that what you're saying, Dave?
That's good.
Me and you.
All right. Well, here's the scores with just a few episodes left. I have 19. Matt has 11.
Ugh.
And both Chris and Tim have 10.
It just isn't fair.
It's still anybody's game.
You'd think we'd all be higher after 20 episodes of this.
Well, it's the whole point range that we're all doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's crazy. Yeah, we had 20 episodes and none of us are above 20. Or are you above 20, Dave?
I was. I went to 19. No. I mean, I really should have bet like nothing. But, you know, I want to keep it interesting. Yeah.
You be more careful.
Well, we'd like to thank you for listening to our Star Wars character discussion about the blue-breasted lady, Ayla Secura, with the latest purplish nipples.
When she gets older, are you going to be able to see the blue veins in her boobs?
But that's a good question.
That's a damn good question.
I'll leave on that note.
If they're blue on a human, what color are they on her?
Seriously, do blue Twi'leks get varicose veins?
Google that app right now.
It'll be doubly blue.
Google Someone it. Write that entry in Wikipedia.
Join us next time when we discuss Crix Maydeen.
Wow, talking about going to the other end of the spectrum.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.